Hi, I'm Grant Armstrong, and I get to serve as directing pastor here at St. John's United Methodist Church in Edwardsville, Illinois. We exist to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Our desire is to be a beacon of faith and service, focusing our passions and gifts to reflect Christ's love to the world. You're invited to join us each week at 9 a.m. for a time of traditional worship or at 11 a.m. for contemporary worship. Thanks for joining us for this online version of the sermon.
Please focus your attention as I read these words from the scripture, John 13, verses 31 through 35. Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself, and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now. Where I am going, you cannot come. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." May the Lord add his blessing to these words.
How do you know if somebody is related to somebody else? There are some times that we can tell that people, they have to be related. Maybe it's they have the same way of doing something. Maybe they have some saying that is specific to their family. And a lot of the time, you look like somebody in your family. And so we have some of those characteristics that help us know if we're related to one another or not. And really, there's not much that we can do to change if we look like we're related to somebody, or we do something because that's just how our family does it. Growing up, I struggled with that, people knowing who you're related to. I'm the youngest in my family, and so I had older siblings that people would connect me with. I didn't always like that. But then again, I didn't always like it when it was, oh, that's who your parents are, that's who your aunts and uncles are. I didn't always like that relationship being so visible to people. And I very much denied that there was any family resemblance between me and my sisters. And I denied it, said absolutely no way did we look alike, up until my oldest sister got married. And me and my other sister were the bridesmaids. And so there we were, in identical dresses. Our hair length was different, but for the wedding, we had it pulled back. They were not identical styles, but were similar enough, you could no longer tell who had shorter hair, who had longer hair. It was all pulled back, you couldn't tell. And so here were these pictures after the wedding. And there was pictures of the two of us as we walked up the aisle by ourselves. And as we started looking at the pictures, it was like, all right, is that you or is that me? Couldn't tell who was in the picture, meant I could no longer deny that we looked alike. Whether or not I wanted to admit it, there was always a family resemblance of who we looked alike. But we don't always have that ability to say, you look like somebody else. It's a great helpful indicator if somebody's related. But if we look at the family of God, we can't say, you look like somebody else. Because in the family of God, there is a wide diversity. There's no one physical characteristic that we can say, this makes you related. There's a wide diversity of backgrounds, of ethnicities, even of how we practice our faith. So what is it that unites us as the family of God? Now that one thing that should unite us is the love that we have to show others. The love that God has for us, that we show to those around us. That is what unites us as the family of God. That is our physical characteristic that identifies who we are and how we are related to one another and God. In our scripture, we read about this last commandment that Jesus gives us, to love one another. But what does that really mean? What does it mean to love one another? We're not always so good about knowing what it means to love. And all too often, when we think about love, we think about that as an emotion. Well, love is something that I feel. But we don't always feel loved. We don't always feel God's love towards us. God's love is always with us. He always loves us. But we don't always feel it. We don't always feel loved by those around us. Not saying that those around us don't love us. We just don't always feel it. So if we only put love as that emotion, that feeling, then we're missing the meaning of love that Jesus is talking about. We don't have that full understanding of what it means to love. Because the love that Jesus is talking about, it's not an emotion. It's not a feeling. The love that he is talking about is an action. Jesus came and he showed us what it means to love in all that he did. He came and he showed us love. And he tells us that that is the love we are to show to one another. It is a love lived out in our actions. Because when Jesus says, love one another, he's very specific about that kind of love. He says, as I have loved you. We are to love as Jesus loved. Jesus came and he showed us his love and his actions. He gave us the most selfless kind of love there is possible. He came down to earth to show us what it would mean to have a relationship with God. And he came and he chose to give up his life for each one of us. That is the kind of love that Jesus showed us. He came and he taught the crowds, spending his time with the sinners. He was with his disciples, teaching them. And he showed love to all those that he met. He came giving forgiveness of sins, healing those who were sick, spending time with the outcasts of society, letting them know that they were important to him, that they were important to God. And all those things that Jesus did, he showed us what it means to love. And that love that Jesus speaks about, if you look at the word that he uses, he said agape love. And agape love is the highest form of love. It refers to the love that God has for us. And it is about our love to God. Agape love is shown by what we do, by how we reach out to those around us, by how we care for everyone we meet. Agape love is about caring for others above ourselves. It's being committed to showing love no matter how we feel. It is choosing to show love to those we meet each and every day. Agape love is a costly love of self-sacrifice. It is a love so different than the world around us is used to. Agape love is action. We are to love one another with the same love that Jesus had for us. And it's not always easy to do, to love others no matter how we feel, to love others no matter what, to live out a caring love for them. If you ever have a question about what agape love is, it's good to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. A lot of us know that, but that is agape love that is talked about there. And it really gives us a good picture about what it means for us to love one another. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. Love never fails. That is the kind of love we are to have for all those we meet, to have for one another. It's not always easy following that list of what love is. It's hard to live out. If you stop and think of your actions, are you always following that list of love? Still working on it. I'm not always patient. I'm not always kind. I'm not always slow to anger. We keep trying to fill that love, to be that love to those we meet. We might not always succeed, but we keep trying because that is the love that unites us as Christians. That is the love that shows us to be the disciples of Jesus. And we're not the only ones that find that love hard to show at all times. The disciples also had to learn this agape love to show others. And almost, if you look at it, a lot of the New Testament is the disciples trying to figure out how it is that they are to live out this commandment of Jesus, how they are to love one another. They had arguments, and it took them some time to figure out, what did Jesus mean by this commandment to love one another? Is the one another that they were to love the other Jews, the people like them, the people that looked like them, talked like them, thought like them? Is that what Jesus meant when he said, love one another? No, that Jesus didn't add any of that in there. When Jesus said, love one another, he meant everyone. For the disciples, that meant going out and telling of God's love to the Gentiles, telling of God's love to people who didn't believe the same that they did. But they had to go out and show God's love to them, to tell them of God's love as well. Our commandment from Jesus to love one another doesn't say just love those who go to your church. Just love those people that you're friends with. Just love those people that look like you, talk like you, act like you, think like you. And we are to go out and love and show God's love to every person we meet. That is how we will be known as Jesus' disciples. If others can see in us the love that we show to every single person we meet. It's It's not always easy. But that's why we're told to do it. That's why when we do it, it sets us apart as being different than the world around us. It's when we show love in everything that others are able to see in us that family resemblance, that relationship that we have with God, to tell that we are part of the same family through the love that we show to one another. When we live out God's love in all that we do, we show the world around us that we are Jesus' disciples, that we are united together in one family of God. In all that we do, in all that we say, we live out God's love. No matter what our differences might be, when we come together in love with Jesus and show and live that love, we show that we are united in God. So let us all be united and show our love so that we will be known as Jesus' disciples. Amen. Will you pray with me? Lord, we give you thanks for the love that you have for each one of us. Help us to always remember that love is lived out in action, and that you have shown us your love through Jesus Christ. Help us to live out our love in our actions, so that we will be known as your disciples through our love. Amen.